are into fantasy football and you've been looking for a podcast that can take you to the next level, this is the Fourth and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. Now, here are your hosts, Josh Bendy and Trey Burris.
Welcome to the NFL.
Let's go!
Let's go!
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 We are back. Welcome back to the Fourth and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. I'm Bendy, that's Trey, and the time is now. What's going on, buddy?
Not much, man. You know, off-season, we're still in the off-season, but there's things happening, you know, big things, crazy things. To me, it feels like there's more changes this season than there has been in a long time. I mean, players are just hopping around all over the place.
You're right. The NFL has done a great job to stay relevant in the off-season. Now, before we get to that, we are going to get a quick word from our sponsor, Trey, and that is Manscaped.
Guys, Manscaped have been sponsoring us for a while now. If you haven't already checked them out, you have to go to manscaped.com. They have all your needs for your grooming properties. Over here, we have the case that comes with the Beard Hedger Pro on the screen there. This beautiful, sleek carrying case they have here. Here's the Beard Hedger Pro. I have it right here. I use it every week. This thing is immaculate. It's got a little wheel here. You just switch it to size it for you, however thickness you want your beard. I mean, they've got below the belt grooming products. They've got everything you need at manscaped.com. But don't go there without the code SUPERFLEX20, so that way you can get 20% off and free shipping.
Worldwide.
Why?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And don't forget, guys, there's still time to vote for Fourth and Flex at the Sports Podcast Awards. There's a description. You can go down the description, click on the link, vote for us there. Big things, Trey, big things. But let's get to some news, buddy.
Let's do it. So first of all, you know, we got to talk about Lamar Jackson. I mean, this dude pretty much on Twitter come out and was like, goodbye, Baltimore. Like, and he ain't even got a trade yet. And, you know, the GM hadn't really said a whole lot about it, except for that if he suits up in purple and black, he's going to be all in for the Ravens, which doesn't really make any sense to what's happening. It sounds like to me Lamar wants that money. And he isn't getting it, and he's looking for someone to give it, but no one's biting.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. I mean, he actually requested a trade on March 2nd. The news is kind of getting to us. But March 2nd, I mean, that's almost a whole month away that he's already, like, been wanting out. And look, if he holds out, I mean, he's got the franchise tag on him, right? So, but if he holds out and he doesn't play all next year, they can franchise him again next year.
Yeah, no doubt. And, you know, I really don't think he's going to hold out. I don't see that happening. I mean, you know, the longer a player doesn't play, the less value they have. If anything, you know, if he can't get a trade, he just needs to go out there, prove himself as much as he can, and hope for the best next year. I mean, you know, these players, they think that they own, you know, their contracts and they can do whatever they want, but it's not always the case, especially when you're a guy like Lamar Jackson, where other GMs want to prove a point. You know, it's a weird deal, but I don't know. I feel like honestly, somebody has to go after Lamar. I mean, he is a good quarterback regardless. I mean, he's better than Cam Newton and I think 31 other quarterbacks are, but you know,
well, think about it. I mean, he was offered 3 years, $133 million, fully guaranteed. That breaks down to about $44 million a year. He has no agent, so that's all him money. Like, that is all his money if he were to take that. And but I he's just wanting more. He wants what Deshaun got. But like you said, I believe truly the owners, they're not about that. They don't want to keep pushing that. They don't want that to keep happening. So they're like, it ain't happening, Lamar. And I mean, it's scary, bro.
It definitely is. But, you know, I don't feel like talking about Lamar Jackson anymore. Let's go to somebody that I want to talk about even less. And that is Aaron Rodgers. You know, not a whole lot has come up on this. But as of right now, it looks like Green Bay and the Jets are still trying to negotiate a trade deal. It looks like what the Jets are trying to do is make sure that they have some kind of protection if Rodgers retires after next year. They want at least 2 years out of him, and they want Green Bay to pay if he doesn't play 2 years. So they're still kind of working things back and forth. And, you know, Aaron Rodgers is still playing his games like he does. We'll have to see how it plays out. But I feel like they'll come to a deal. I think Aaron Rodgers is going to be a Jet at the start of the season.
I do, too. I mean, there's no way he goes back to Green Bay, right? There's no way he's going back with everything that's happened, everything that's went on. It just seems like they don't want him, you know?
Definitely. I think if he's either going to start a Jet or he's going to be retired. And I don't think he's ready to retire. I think he just plays that out like it's a fun thing to do. But I really think he at least has one more year in him. I would say he doesn't have two, but with the way this trade's going, maybe he will.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, but you can kind of understand where the Jets are coming from, right? They don't want to give him all that money, get rid of draft picks for years to come. And then he just bows out after a year because, you know, things aren't working his way as we, you know, he could do. And we saw last year he wasn't playing at his best. Is that a trend that continues? Is he going to continue to hit that wall and go down, or is he going to get better, Trey?
No one knows. How much life does he have left to get better? You know, his career, you know, most quarterbacks' careers don't last as long as his has. You know, I just don't see him getting better. Maybe being on a better team and being as good as he is can help and make him look better, but I don't see him becoming a better athlete, you know, just having better pieces around him.
Yeah, well, like I said, the Aaron Rodgers saga continues. Hopefully we get an answer soon. I mean, if it pops up on my phone right here, right now, we'll do it live right here, Trey.
Okay, there you go.
Brock Purdy, also possibly the starting job in San Fran. I know they signed Sam Darnold over there, but with injury and everything, they got Sam Darnold, Trey Lance, and Brock Purdy. The GM, John Lynch, said that it's Brock Purdy's job. I mean, he's earned it. He said he's going to let Shanahan make that evaluation because he is the coach who makes those decisions. But he says it looks like they're leaning towards Brock Purdy next year, Trey.
Yeah, I definitely think Brock Purdy is the route they need to take. I mean, mm-hmm. The dude has proved himself. He's got the dubs on his belt. Trey Lance is a great athlete, but he does not have the record that Brock Purdy did. And, you know, obviously Sam Darnold is just, like we talked about before, a way for them to make up for not having a quarterback in the playoffs.
Yeah.
And so I definitely think Brock Purdy's a great start. And I think, the dude is a good quarterback, you know, from start. So if they work with him a little bit and really push on him and get him in the program, you know, I think he can really be a great quarterback and kind of be one of those, you know, up-and-comers out of nowhere, you know, that turns into a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, I mean, it's a possibility, and to be Mr. Irrelevant for his whole career, that's for sure. But to get back to Sam Darnold a little bit, I think that Sam Darnold in the 49ers is a perfect fit, only because I think Shanahan thinks he can mold. Darnold is good when somebody's managing him. He's a decent game manager, and, you know, Shanahan has done more with less, you know, so I do like that.
No doubt, no doubt.
Let's get to some free agent signings, trades, whatnot, things of that sort that's going on in the NFL, Trey. Let's jump to the New York Jets. We talked a little bit about Aaron Rodgers, but a couple other people that they're throwing out in there. We know they picked up Alan Lazard on a 4-year, $44 million. Hopefully a couple of those years are with Aaron Rodgers. That's what the Jets fear. Trey, what do you think?
Yeah, I definitely think so. You know, Alan Lazard, I think they grabbed him as eye candy for Aaron Rodgers. I mean, he's a good receiver, but 4 years, $44 million, it's not a whole lot, but I think it's more than Alan Lazard is worth, in my opinion. Mm. But, you know, with the Aaron Rodgers connection, he's going to be better, I think, than with any other quarterback.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like you said, eye candy. I like the way you put that, buddy. Also, Mecole Hardman going over to the Jets on a 1 year, $6.5 million. Is he going to make a difference over there, Trey?
See, this I like. I like the Mecole Hardman trade because I think that Mecole Hardman wasn't treated the right way at Kansas City. And I think that at the Jets, I think that they might actually let him be the man that he wants to be as a receiver, especially with a guy like Aaron Rodgers at quarterback. I mean, Mecole Hardman is one of those old dogs that gets down and dirty and gets the ball. And I don't know. I just see him paired with Aaron Rodgers working very well. You know, like I say, Aaron Rodgers isn't at the Jets yet. But if that does happen, I think that that could do a lot for Mecole Hardman.
I agree. I think that's a great fit, buddy. A great fit. That's really all the Jets news that I got that we haven't covered already. Let's get to the New England Patriots, Trey. Who's coming over to the Patriots? We were just talking about the Patriots, Al. They weren't doing anything. They weren't making any moves, but it sounds like they were just taking their time, buddy.
Yeah, and you know it, and I don't know how everybody else feels about this, but to me, I think they should have stayed with not making any moves because none of these moves make sense in my head. starting off, they got Juju Smith-Schuster. If you haven't heard, 3-year, $25.5 million deal. You know, I'm assuming he's going to be their wide receiver one. I mean, we saw what kind of wide receiver one he was in Kansas City. He had some decent games, but he wasn't the type of wide receiver one that teams want to win a Super Bowl with. And I know they did. I can't, you know, they did win a Super Bowl with him, but it's not what teams want to win a Super Bowl with. So.
And Tommy popping in, Cheesehead in the house. Yeah, you just missed it. We're talking about your hopefully ex-quarterback, Aaron Rodgers. Tommy, big Packers fan. Thanks for popping in, buddy. Yeah, but James Robinson, 2-year, $8 million. I kind of like that, bro. I mean, James Robinson, Patriots.
I don't know, man. You know, he got traded from the Jags because he wasn't really producing like they wanted to. What he went to the Jets, right? Mm-hmm. And then didn't do a whole lot there. Played a couple plays, and that was about it. You know, ever since that Achilles tear, you know, he hasn't really performed like he's been expected to. And maybe Belichick, you know, can mold him into that form that they need. But it just doesn't feel like a great grab. But 2 years at $8 million, not a whole lot of money for a guy like James Robinson, who I assume still has life left in him. We just have to see if he can put it on the field.
Yep. 2 years, $8 million, that's $4 million a year. For a running back, for a might be good, might not be good for your team running back, I think he got paid.
Yeah, I mean, he got his money.
Yeah, he did. And Mike Gesicki coming over with a 1-year, $4.5 million.
Sign to me that's like, you know, just hasn't been that great, hasn't produced like he's been expected to. And, you know, it's tough, you know, with Henry there and everything like that. I don't know if they're, you know, because Gesicki for a little bit was kind of more of a blocking tight end, and that might be what they grabbed him for. But, I mean, the dude's got hands if he can just use them in the right way.
Yeah, I like Gesicki over on the Dolphins, man. He was not last year, obviously, but the year before that, he was doing big things. We know he's got hands. We know he can catch. Let's see if Belichick knows what to do with this guy. I just thought this was a good one to mention. Jonathan Jones, the corner, 2-year, $20 million for the defense. This guy in defensive fantasy football leagues is the cheat code. If you got a defensive league to get this guy, I'm telling you, man, he helped me beat Trey in the finals last year, buddy.
That's facts. And actually, I think I had him in the 32-man league we were in, and I told you about him, and you went and grabbed him in our league.
I don't know, buddy. I don't know. Don't try to take the credit, though.
I'm just saying.
But, yeah, New England Patriots, we've talked about them already a little bit, but we're going to talk about them again. The Houston Texans, and that's because they're actually making some moves this year. It seems like last year they were just kind of like trying to figure things out, saving that money. The salary cap went up, and these guys are spending it. But are they spending it well, Trey? We got Devin Singletary on a 1-year, $3.75 million deal. What do you think?
Yeah, you know, my thoughts are, I wonder if these players are going to bring up the Texans or if the Texans are going to bring down these players. that's the toughest thing for me. You know, Devin Singletary obviously is a great running back. You know, the Bills don't run as much as most teams. The Houston Texans tend to run often. Devin Singletary is a little older running back. I don't know if he's got the gas in him that they're going to want to use him for, but I don't know if they even put that much pressure on him. He might just be, you know, somebody to get in there and get out and pump a couple plays. And for that, I like Devin Singletary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, last year he kind of surprised me. I mean, he did a lot better than I thought he was going to do last year. He finally got some stuff moving for the Bills and then they let him go. So, I mean, that $3.75 million is not as much as James Robinson's making, and you know what I mean? So think about that. And then Dalton Schultz, is coming over Trey on a 1 year, $9 million. Dalton Schultz on the Texans, Trey.
Yeah, you know, it really depends on what kind of quarterback they're rocking with for Dalton Schultz. I mean, Dalton Schultz is a good tight end. He's a big body for, you know, maybe a rookie quarterback to have an easy target. And I like that for Dalton Schultz. I just worry about Dalton Schultz. You know, he was back and forth with the Cowboys. He was great, and then he was terrible. I don't know how it's going to play out with the Texans. I think it really matters who their quarterback's going to be.
And yeah, I do agree with you there, buddy. But pulling up a couple defensive guys over on the Texans, they signed linebacker Denzel Perryman on a 1 year deal and safety Jimmy Ward from the 49ers. I love these ads. Last year, we talked about the Texans defense being a little better than we thought they were going to be. So maybe this is going to help them get over that hump, buddy.
Yeah, I definitely think Denzel Perryman will beef up this defense quite a bit. You know, your linebackers are kind of your leaders on your defense, and he's been a great leader in the league so far. I think he'll do great with the Texans.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, buddy. And guys, don't forget to check out our merch. Another thing down in the description, guys, get you a coffee mug, get you a shirt, get you one of them bad boys, man. We got some nice stuff. There's different designs. You can even get a coffee mug with half my face and half Trey's face. I mean, who doesn't want that?
Exactly. Go get you some merch, guys. Wear our logo. Let people know where you go to get your fantasy football advice.
You are darn tootin', buddy. Let's go to the next team, and that is the Indianapolis Colts doing okay things. I mean, I want to say big things, but, you know, they signed Gardner Minshew on a fully guaranteed one-year deal, $3.5 million. Do you think Gardner Minshew is, like, their answer to quarterback, Trey?
You know, I said this last year. I think Gardner Minshew is worth being a starter in the NFL. I think he is good enough to be a starter. You know, the Colts, are they going to go that route and push him to be the starter and be the winner and lead this team? I don't know. I would be excited for it. But also, the Colts has kind of been where quarterbacks go to die. So I really hope that they don't kill Gardner Minshew, because I love dude and his personality and how he plays on the field. And I think he's a great quarterback. And I think it's a great pickup for the Colts. I just don't know if it's a great spot for Gardner to show up.
And don't forget about his beautiful mustache, Trey. That thing is, it's going to be
pristine.
His mustache will be in the Hall of Fame someday. That's all I'm saying.
Without a doubt.
Another pickup, Isaiah McKenzie on a one-year deal coming from the Bills last year. He had his moments where he was doing big things. Isaiah McKenzie, Trey.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Isaiah McKenzie's not a bad running back. You know, he has some breakout plays here and there. You know, he's obviously not a heavy back that takes on a lot of weight, but, you know, he'll get some plays in, and I just don't think he'll be super relevant, but I think it's a good grab.
Absolutely, absolutely. And Jason Cooper, Commissioner Cooper, coming in. Woo! That's what I assume that says, Trey. What do you think?
Yeah.
Woo! Like the Rick Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Also, I thought worth mentioning, because we are a kicker friendly show, kicker Matt Gay is going to be kicking for the Colts, 4 year, $22.5 million for Matt Gay, the kicker. I love that, dude.
Yeah, man, that's insane. You know, making more than James Robinson, baby, kicking the ball. Let's go, Matt Gay.
Mm-hmm. And I guess we were wrong, because Coop says it was up.
What's up? I get it.
That's our boy over there, man. Yeah, the Colts, man, maybe they're gonna do some other things. Hopefully Jonathan Taylor will get it moving next year. But let's go ahead and move to the next one, Trey. We got the Denver Broncos doing things over here, picking up Jarrett Stidham on a 2 year, $10 million deal to back up Russell Wilson. Do you like this move, Trey?
I mean, it's whatever. You know, I think that, you know, their plan is to have Russell Wilson behind center all year. It's just a safety net. And Stidham, you know, has been all right, but, you know, obviously not worth being a starter. You know, I think Russell Wilson, you know, from what I've seen recently, he's, you know, he's had surgery. He's feel like, and I know this happens all the time. He's like, I'm ready. I'm prepared. I'm good. I'm 100%. And then he's not. But I really feel like with Sean Payton and everything like that, Sean Payton's not going to put 100%, anything less than 100% Russell Wilson out there. Mm-hmm. And that's what he's going to have to be. I think finally Russell Wilson has someone that's going to push him to be even better of a player, not just a person.
Right, because we saw Stidham come in for the Raiders last year and actually looked pretty darn good, man. I mean, he was throwing the ball around, doing good things, and I'm assuming that's why he's getting $5 million next year and then $5 million the year after that because, you know, he wasn't bad, buddy.
No doubt, no doubt. And I just want to say, we have Samaje Perine coming in, two-year, $7.5 million. This is really exciting. I think, you know, Perine kind of had a big debut last year and showed up and showed out. So I like Denver Broncos getting Perine and putting him to the test.
I love that move, Trey. Perine, I mean, I hope he's going to be the guy. I know last year they finished with Latavius Murray leading the pack, but, you know, Latavius Murray is not that dude. Maybe Perine gets a shot to be a good back to carry the load, Trey.
No doubt, no doubt. I definitely like his spunk and the way he just fights down the field. I think it's a great ad by the Broncos. And I had a thought, I lost it. That's why I jumped to Perine. But my thought was Cortland Sutton and Jerry Jeudy. There's been a lot of talk about trades for these guys. Sean Payton come out and said, I can read and I can see, and I'm letting you know we will not be trading these guys. So Jerry Jeudy and Cortland Sutton will be sticking around. Hopefully, you know, they step it up a little more. Their connection with Russell Wilson, have another year together. I think it'll be good.
Yeah, Jerry Jeudy towards the end of the year was actually doing some pretty big stuff. So I love that. Cortland Sutton, he got hurt, but we had big high hopes for this guy. Tim Patrick, is that guy going to be back, Trey? We had really high hopes for him. He got hurt in the offseason, though.
Yeah, man, I don't know. Hopefully, you know, he finally gets to show up. I think I talked about it last year. Russell Wilson and Tim Patrick, I think, is a great connection. Both of these guys have great personalities. They're very not just nice guys. And I think that's a connection that you can have on the field, you know, when you're working together and you're not angry at each other all the time and you're not throwing temper tantrums, which I don't think, besides in the locker room, you know, Russell Wilson doesn't normally throw a temper tantrum on the field. Mm-hmm. And I like the connection with those guys. So I really hope Tim Patrick gets to play and, stays healthy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Zach popping in saying, sup, sup, Zach. That's my cuz, man, my little cuz, Big Zach over here, man, saying what's up. Love you, buddy. But sticking with the Broncos, Marquez Callaway signs a deal. We don't know the numbers. That usually means it's something they don't want to put out there. But Marquez Callaway coming from the Saints. I love that, Trey.
Yeah, it's good depth for the Broncos for sure. And you know, with the Saints, all their injuries they had this year, he got some playing time. And I liked what he did when he was on the field. You know, nothing crazy, but, I mean, he's definitely a good receiver and good depth for the team.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Zach saying, how you doing? I'm doing good, buddy. How are you, Trey?
I'm chilling, bro. I'm excited. I'm ready for fantasy football season. That's how I'm doing.
It's a long way away, buddy, but we're going to get there. Oh, heck yeah. So, yeah, moving from the Broncos, let's go to the Dallas Cowboys, baby. Ronald Jones, running back, backing up your boy Tony Pollard over there on a one-year deal, coming from Tampa. Well, coming from Kansas City, then coming from Tampa. I love Ronald Jones, man. I think he could be good. What do you think?
Yeah, man, you know, he didn't do a whole lot with Tampa, but I've liked Ronald Jones for years now. I think the Cowboys offense is the kind of offense that he will perform well in. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking he'll probably get some goal line looks and stuff like that. So I like this ad. I don't think he's going to be super fantasy relevant, but I think he'll be good for the team.
You say he didn't do much for Tampa Bay, but he almost hit 1,000 yards in the year that we won the Super Bowl, baby. Just throwing that out there. I mean, he was with the Chiefs. I mean, this dude's got like two Super Bowls, man. He got one with the Bucks. He was on the Chiefs last year. I mean, he didn't do anything to win that Super Bowl, but he got a ring, baby.
Hey, bling, bling it.
And I know Trey doesn't like this next move, and that's Brandon Cooks. Traded for a 2023 fifth-round pick and a 2024 sixth-round pick.
Yeah, man. You know, I've had Brandon Cook several years in fantasy. He's one of my go-to grab guys that just guarantees you 1,000 yards a year. He didn't quite hit that mark last year. But I do like Brandon Cooks to the Cowboys. I just am not going to draft him now.
because I'm going to tell you exactly why, and tell me if I'm right here. Because with Dak, you don't know what you're going to get. You don't know if he's going to go off, or you don't know if he's going to do nothing, because Dak could have a bad game, could have a great game. Am I right?
No doubt. I'm not even a CeeDee Lamb believer. And I know CeeDee Lamb. I mean, some of the best wide receivers in the league come out and say that CeeDee Lamb is a great. And I get that, and it looks great on paper and on the field. He has some great plays, but it's just the inconsistencies for fantasy football. It is not worth it for me to get CeeDee Lamb or any receiver on the Cowboys.
Yes, sir. Another thing I thought was worth mentioning, the Cowboys signed cornerback Stephon Gilmore, acquired him in a trade. Also, Stephon Gilmore took Zeke's number 21. That's something that's been popping up everywhere. I guess the really done with Zeke. I know Jerry Jones said, we're going to let him test the free market. Maybe he could come back. But no, that didn't happen, buddy. So Stephon Gilmore taking his number. Maybe he comes back at a different number. Who knows, Trey? Who knows?
Yeah, and just to bring up Zeke, you know, I have seen where he's got narrowed down to a couple different teams, the Eagles being one of them, the Bengals being one of them, and I think the Jets was the other one.
Yep.
I'd hate for him to go to the Jets, honestly, and I also would hate for him to go to the Eagles. I think the Bengals is the best spot for him. But I don't know. I just think he should just retire, to be honest with you.
That's not going to happen, buddy. I really don't think that's going to happen, but hey, I, you know what? Zeke would be perfect in just goal line work. You know, he had double digit touchdowns last year, right? Zeke, if you're okay, let me pay you a little $5 million a year, something like that. And you just do my goal line work, buddy. If it's third and goal, we're on the five, run that bad boy in. Cause that seems to be his specialty.
No doubt. And, you know, with Zeke, it's like the reason why I don't want him to go to the Eagles is because, one, it's a rivalry team to the Cowboys. And I feel like that's just spitting in the face of every Cowboy fan out there. But I do agree with you that he will find a team and he will play, because the last play that he has done in the NFL so far, I don't know if you've watched it. But he just gets trucked when he lines up at center. And I don't think he wants to go down retiring as that being his last play.
No, sir. No, sir. Indeed. Sticking with the AFC or the NFC East here, going on to the Philadelphia Eagles, Trey's team, apparently, that he loves, signing Marcus Mariota on a 1-year deal, Trey.
Yeah, I love this sign. Marcus Mariota, very, you know, running style quarterback. I think he backs up Jalen Hurts beautifully. You know, he'll be able to play the plays like they want, you know, Hurts to do and everything like that. And I think it's a great lineup for the behind Hurts. I mean, Mariota has that same style and everything that Hurts has. I think it just works great for the team.
Yeah, I do too. If anything were to happen to Hurts.
That's the word I was looking for.
Yeah, no, I agree with you though. If things aren't working out, if Hurts is hurt, you know, I think Mariota can come in and do some of the same things, so they can kind of keep the offense the same. So I do like that deal here. Also picking up Rashad Penny on a 1-year, $1.35 million deal. What do you think? Penny get his pennies or what?
Exactly. He did get his pennies, but, you know, I think the reason why his contract was so low is because the dude cannot stay healthy. He's a great running back, but, you know, if they were, you know, maybe they plan to not use him as much as Seattle was. You know, Seattle put a lot of pressure on him to just get out there and be a 3-down back, and had faith in him, but he got hurt. You know, he consistently got hurt. So I think that they're probably not going to use him as much, and that's where they get the value in the player.
Yeah, makes sense. I know there's a lot of Rashad Penny truthers out there, people that just love this guy, but I'm sorry to say I'm not one of them. They got rid of Miles Sanders, I know that much, but we'll get to that here in a minute. Let's keep it rolling, Trey, with the Carolina Panthers. They're kind of doing some stuff over here, dude. I'm a little worried about the Panthers next year, buddy. Andy Dalton on a 2-year, $11 million deal. Andy Dalton just keeps getting his money, buddy.
Yeah, and you know what? He's earned it. You know, he got several dubs last year as the starter. you know, his red hair keeping him aflame. And the Carolina Panthers, man, they're changing this entire team up. I mean, it's going to be a whole new team. It honestly reminds me, I want to call them the Carolina Frankensteins, because they're just piecing together random players from other teams and hoping for the best.
I mean, the whole NFC South is going to be different next year, buddy. Zach says, what about the Buccaneers? Hold tight, buddy. We're getting there. I think they're next. Albert popping in. Sup, fellas? Albert, did you get your Aaron Jones signed jersey that I sent you, buddy?
Let us know.
Yes, sir. Also, someone else joining the Panthers, Miles Sanders. 4-year, $25.4 million for your boy, Miles Sanders. You think he produces next year, buddy?
You know, if he was going to be on the Eagles, I was going to say no, because the Eagles just didn't use him properly like they should. You know, I said it all during the end of the year. When they gave Miles Sanders the ball consistently, he got the yardage, but they refused to give him the ball very often until it was too late most of the time. I do like Miles Sanders a lot with Carolina. I think they're going to rely on him a lot, and I think he deserves to be relied on. I think he's a great player. He just has to be put in the spotlight to be able to produce.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I love this. Sign DJ Chark on a 1-year, $5 million guaranteed. I love that. I love DJ Chark coming over there. I mean, they got the number one pick, so they got their choice of anybody that they can. It makes me wonder, are they going to use Andy Dalton to bridge, or are they going to use Andy Dalton to kind of teach this guy the ropes and stuff?
Yeah, I think it really depends. You know, if they go Bryce Young, I don't see Bryce Young sitting on the bench at all, you know, behind Andy Dalton or anybody. So I think that Andy Dalton would be more of a coach and then also a filler in case Bryce Young just can't produce. You know, there's these quarterbacks that do so great in college and then get to the NFL and just can't do it. So I think it's just a safety net for Andy Dalton there. But I like DJ Chark, and from what it looks like, DJ Chark is going to be the wide receiver one on this team. DJ Chark, do you have what it takes?
DJ Chark, they're trading DJ Moore, DJ Chark. I mean, they just love guys named DJ over there, I guess.
No doubt.
Are you sure he's going to be the wide receiver one? Because we got Adam Thielen coming in at a 1-year, $25 million. Thielen, are you Thielen this deal or what?
Oh, Adam Thielen, man, you know, that's the problem is his age. You know, if he has the ability to be a wide receiver one, I mean, this dude is going to be a touchdown monster. But we said that last year, and Jay Jettas really kicked on the Jets and kind of took over that touchdown spotlight. But in this team, I think Adam Thielen has more of a chance. You know, I think he's a veteran receiver. They're hoping, you know, with a rookie quarterback, he can kind of maneuver and do what he needs to do. And he's not going to make a lot of mistakes, and he's going to do what he's told. And that's what I like about Adam Thielen. I mean, I think he's going to be a good spot here.
Yeah, I love Thielen. I think he's going to do really good, like you said. They got themselves a tight end, too. They got your boy Hayden Hurst on a 3-year, $21.75 million deal, Trey. Hayden Hurst, what do you got?
Yeah, I like Hayden Hurst a lot. You know, he did great last year. He did great for fantasy. He's also one of those guys that, especially being on the Carolina Panthers now, no one's going to be looking at Hayden Hurst come draft time. I think he's going to, you know, fall down the charts because of this, especially with a rookie quarterback or what they decide to do. And I like Hayden Hurst. Hayden Hurst is one of those situations where you miss out on an early tight end and you grab him as your last tight end. And I think he's a sneaky grab here in fantasy.
Yeah, no, I could totally see that. But getting back to the quarterback situation, I, for one, am not a fan of getting your rookie quarterback and having him start immediately. Maybe I'm old school, but I don't like let's think about Trevor Lawrence. He was supposedly one of the most top prospect quarterbacks. But look, it's taken him a couple of years to kind of figure things out. You let these guys sit a year or two, let them get the feel of things. I mean, I know you want to take advantage of them on that rookie contract, but you know what I'm saying, buddy?
Yeah, I get that, you know, but and I blame a lot of Trevor Lawrence on his coach and everything like that, you know. And also, if Trevor had sat for a year, maybe he would need another year to get to where he is now. You know, they got to get these players to top performing level as fast as possible. And if that means throwing them to the Wolves, you know, throw them out there.
Ow, ow, ow. I love it, buddy. I love it. And Albert says, yeah, I got the jersey. Sweet. Heck yeah, buddy. I hope you like it. I hope you like it. We'll be giving away another one here as soon as the season starts, guys. So don't forget to like this video and subscribe to our channel. We are giving stuff away just because we love you guys. Just because we love you.
Guys, I want to throw out there real quick, if you're watching right now, if you don't care, go to TikTok, type in Fourth and Flex. If you're not following us already, please follow us on TikTok. Right now, we're doing a segment where we're doing fantasy advice every single day until we hit 1,000 followers on TikTok. So that way, during the, when the season starts, we can go live on TikTok as well. We would really appreciate your follow, and you get all our little short clips and all our fantasy football advice. So go over to TikTok and check us out at Fourth and Flex.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. But let's move on to the last one. We got the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, baby. I don't know what's going on with my Buccaneers, man. I don't recognize this team anymore, and that's okay. They're still my guys. But we went ahead and signed Baker Mayfield on a one-year, $8.5 million deal. And what did you say on the last show, Trey?
Let Baker cook.
Heck yeah. Heck yeah. I guess. I mean, I'm conflicted. I mean, we're letting go of all our defense. Here's what I think happened with Tampa Bay. Look, we went all in on Tom Brady. We're like, Tom, give us another year. Give us another year. And now Tom's gone. Now they're just dismantling the organization. They're getting everybody. We lost Ryan Succop, our kicker. And this guy did nothing wrong. This guy was the bright spot in our team last year, you know?
No doubt. They won most of their games by kicks only, right? Or a lot of them anyway.
I mean, last year was rough, buddy, rough. And I get dismantling and trying to figure out a new way of doing things. But I just would love to recognize my team. We're keeping Lavonte David and Devin White. I do like that. But we lost Sean Murphy Bunton to the Titans. We lost Mike Edwards. We lost everybody, bro.
Scotty Miller today.
Look, we signed Chase Edmonds on a one-year deal. Do you think this is going to help us, Trey?
I think it'll help you get to the next year.
Yeah, it's going to be a rough one. I mean, all I can hope is that we get the Baker that came out on that Thursday night game and just tore it up for LA. That's the Baker I want to see all year long.
No doubt. No doubt. And, you know, and he says, you know, I'm not Tom Brady. I'm Baker Mayfield, and that's who I'm going to be for this team. Is that who you want? That's the question.
Yes, sir. That's what we got. You know, you see your boy Tom Brady on the beach with Gronk and all those retired guys, man, having the time of their life, man.
Oh, yeah. He ain't coming back. They're all done.
Nah. Yeah. We'll see him. I can't wait, though, for Tom Brady in the booth calling games. I want to hear what's in that head of his, you know?
No doubt. He's definitely going to be doing that, I think. And I want to see him and Peyton Manning on the Manning cast, you know, going back and forth, you know, a couple greats talking about a team, you know, maybe a Baker Mayfield game. That'd be great to watch.
Oh, man, it's going to be a interesting year indeed, buddy. But that's all the teams. Let's get to some other NFL team signings that we thought were worth mentioning. I believe Trey said it on the last show, wide receiver Elijah Moore to the Cleveland Browns for a third round pick. You said he wouldn't stay in New York, and you called it, buddy.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, during the middle of the season, he asked for a trade, and now with the Aaron Rodgers and his list of players he wants, there just wasn't enough room for Elijah Moore, and I'm glad he got his spot. He went to the Browns, which I think is a great spot for him. You know, if Deshaun Watson actually just posted on TikTok today about how 2023 is his year, he's already envisioning it. He's got the script, and they're going to the Super Bowl. So we'll see. You know, I do like Elijah Moore and Deshaun Watson. I think both of them are great players, and I think they'll connect greatly for this team.
What do you think, man? You going to pick up Elijah Moore on the draft boards this year?
I definitely think he's not going to go early, and I'm excited about that. I think he's a sneaky grab towards the later rounds. I'm not going to take him too early, though, you know, just because of all the questions around it. But I do like Elijah Moore a lot, and I think he might be a sneaky good grab in fantasy.
You know, I agree, man. You might be able to get him dead last. I mean,
no doubt.
And like you said, it could be a sneaky good deal. I love it. Running back D. Ernest Johnson signs a one-year deal with the Jaguars. We saw him do some things when Kareem Hunt or Nick Chubb went out for the Browns, hopping over to the Jaguars. Maybe he can help them get somewhere. What do you think?
He definitely has some power, and maybe this team will give him more playing time than the Browns did. He's a good running back. He just hasn't got a lot of time on the field, and maybe the Jags give him that ability. I like the trade.
Yeah, me too, me too. And Paris Campbell, wide receiver Paris Campbell, signs a one-year $4.7 million with the Jets. Well, at least he doesn't have to switch. I mean, with the Giants, I'm sorry. At least he doesn't have to switch colors. You know what I mean? He's still sticking with the blue and white.
No doubt, no doubt. Yeah, this, you know, Paris Campbell, I was excited about him last year when it come draft time. He didn't produce the way I wanted to, but he actually had some great games for fantasy during the year. With the Giants, you know, Daniel Jones, maybe it's a good connection. You know, these are all kind of just boring white guys, but hey, you know, maybe they produce.
Wide receiver Jamison Crowder also signed with the Giants. Another, you know, older player, but experience to maybe get their young quarterback, you know, in the right mind frame. What do you think?
Yeah, I don't see Jameis Crowder doing a whole lot, but I do like him as a player. I think he's more of kind of a veteran coach, you know, to have on the team. I'm sure they didn't pay him a whole lot. Yeah. And it's depth. You know, Jameson Crowder has shown that he can play and he's good. So, mm-hmm. I mean, it's good depth to add.
You're right. He's had some big games, buddy, big games. And then quarterback Jacoby Brissett signs a one-year $8 million going to the Washington Commanders. What do you think?
Yeah, you know, it really seems like a great team for him. Jacoby Brissett has been good when he's got the spotlight. He did his thing. And 1 year, $8 million, you know, he's getting a bag and you know, to and probably be a backup. And I like that.
Yeah, I mean, do your thing, buddy. I mean, he won a few games for Cleveland. They didn't make the playoffs, but, you know, he filled in where he needed to. That's the thing about Jacoby Brissett. He's always been a really good teammate. You know, he when Deshaun got there, he jumped in his backup role, and he helped him every way he could. Journeyman Jacoby Brissett is just there to, you know, be a good teammate and be a good player, and I think he'll do good for the Commanders.
No doubt. And the dude's got heart. You know, I watched him play against the Dolphins in Miami, and I just liked the grit that he had on the field. You know, when the team wasn't doing very good, he got down, he started just running the ball. And, you know, so he's not afraid to stick his neck out there, and he's a good team player.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And tight end Robert Tonyan signed with the Bears. Justin Fields over there. Is Justin Fields going to be throwing the ball more? Is Robert Tonyan going to just fade into irrelevancy? What do you think?
Robert Tonyan is going to fade into irrelevancy is exactly what I think. I think that he signed his death certificate, to be honest, you know, in his career. I just don't see him producing at all with the Bears. I think he's going to be more of a blocking tight end than anything. And I don't think this is fantasy relevant whatsoever.
Yikes, buddy. Yikes. Well, here's something I think is fantasy relevant. Running back David Montgomery signed with the Lions, a three-year, $18 million. They're going to have Swift and David Montgomery running the ball. A little lightning and thunder action, buddy. What do you think?
Yeah, I actually like that a lot. I think both these running backs are you know, a hardcore running backs, you know, downhill guys, and they're going to push through that line, and they're going to hit you hard, man. And I liked it. I figured they're going to rotate them. I think it's going to be probably a 50-50 split, in my opinion. And I think it's, you know, not the best for fantasy because of that, but these guys can produce, both of them. We've seen them produce, and they're both heavy runners. I like them on the same team. I think that is a scary front to look at.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And wide receiver Nelson Aguilar, 1 year, $3.25 million to the Ravens. We saw him in New England not really do much when his number was called. He did a couple things. But what do you think, Aguilar, going over to the Ravens?
I would say this is him signing his career death certificate as well, but I feel like he already did that, and now he's just a zombie walking through the field.
The problem with Aguilar, man, he's got so many drops. I mean, he gets open. He, with that man coverage, he usually can get open. He just, the drops, he can't keep hold of the ball, man, and he keeps getting money, though. He
yeah, and paid. Can't hold on to the ball and go into a team where a quarterback can't really throw it. So...
Yeah, that hurts. That hurts. And here's a good one for you, linebacker Bobby Wagner.
Let's go.
1 year, $7 million with the Seahawks. Welcome home, B-Wags, Trey.
Legion of Boom, Bobby Wagner back in the building. I love it, man. This jersey's Wagner's jersey. I've had it for several years. I was so upset when he got traded. I was like, man, my jersey's nothing now. Boom, it's back on and it's ready for next year, baby. Let's go, Bobby Wagner on the D.
Does he get his number back, though? Does he get his 54 back?
I guarantee you he does, man. You know, that Seattle loves him too much. I think this will probably be his last year, 1 year, $7 million. He just wanted to retire as a Seahawk. And I still think he's going to use his head and play hard for this team.
Yeah, I agree. I love B-Wags coming home. You know what I mean? He tried his hand over at the Rams last year. We all know how that turned out. Coming home. Coming home, baby.
I love it.
Guys, don't forget, there's still time to vote for 4th and Flex for the Sports Podcast Awards. Go down in the description, click the link, vote for 4th and Flex. You do have to you know, fill out a thing, put your name, log in. But hey, guys, do it for your boys. Do it for the Flex. Trey, what's your last final words here for this NFL offseason, buddy?
Final words, guys. You know, the offseason's crazy. There's going to be all kinds of changes. Just stick with it. Watch it, you know, and don't get too attached to any single player on any single team because it could change any minute.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You don't know who's going where or why. So we're not even halfway there, buddy. It's going to be interesting. The draft is coming up. Guys, don't forget to like this video. Subscribe to the channel. Thank you so much for watching, and we will see you on the next one.
Peace.
You've been listening to the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast.
And here we go, here we go.
If you love anything and everything pro football, then you've found your new home. We hope you've enjoyed the show. We know we had a blast. Make sure to like, rate, and review, and we'll be back soon. But in the meantime, questions and comments at 4thandflex@gmail.com. Find us on Instagram at 4thandflex and on Twitter at 4thandflexpod. See you next time on the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast.